Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A little bit of the Stones bringing us back. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out and using it to your advantage. We got a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Steve Del Bianco is our guest, one of my great friends in the world, the executive director of netchoice.org. And folks, you and I often take for granted the ability to be online and do all the things that we do, all the cool things we do. Some things we pay for, much of it we get for free, very low cost, low barrier to entry. But there are forces out there, as I mentioned in the first segment of the hour. There are forces out there, people, organizations, countries, political parties, interests who have an interest in enforcing their will on this great resource that we have. And there are people who are standing in the breach between us and them to try to hold things like that back so that you and I have as much unfettered access to the Internet and other resources as possible. And Steve Del Bianco is one of those people. Steve, I want to thank you for the great work that you do.
Jim, thanks. And you've been a huge help at publicizing so many of the issues where there have been barriers to the unbridled growth and innovation that the Internet brings us. The battle's not over, Jim, but yep. I think we've made a difference over the last 10 years of working together.
Well, I'm telling you, folks, I encourage you to go to netchoice.org and support their organization. If you're a small business owner like me, you can do that. And even if you're not a tech company, you've got a tech interest, I promise you. Steve, one of the things I wanted you to clear up for us, this week there was a report out, I saw mine in the journal, the Wall Street Journal, about Google and Facebook. There probably are other companies who are buying up, or at least they're investing in backbone infrastructure. You can tell the audience, remind them what the backbone is in a second. But I saw that Google has 100,000 miles of backbone, internet backbone. They've invested. They've laid the fiber so why are they doing this, and why should we care?
Yeah, Jim, when we think it through, you and your listeners will realize exactly what any of us would do to make sure that our business assets and our customers could be served appropriately.
Right.
But unfortunately, it's editors that write the headline.
Yeah,
and the editor of the Wall Street Journal.
As a syndicated columnist, I know about that.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know where he came up with the headline, but I know why, right? It was to attract attention. So, quote, the Wall Street Journal story said, tech firms push to control web's pipe.
Yeah, I did see that, but I actually went ahead and read the article, and it cleared all that up. But before we go any further, tell the audience what the backbone is, what the big pipe.
Backbone is fiber optic cable that would connect a city with another city or a country with another country, and they carry massive amounts of internet and communications traffic. So I'm talking about the videos that you're downloading and watching, your emails. The services you run from the cloud, uploading and downloading photos, the cloud services that businesses are running today, all of that is traversing over these backbones. So the backbone is the only distinction there is that between the end of the backbone and your house is called the last mile.
Mm-hmm.
And the last mile is fulfilled by Verizon or AT&T. You do your wireless service.
Right.
It might be Cox or Comcast who's delivering internet service via cable to your house.
So think of the backbone like the interstate highway system, and the last mile is the street in front of your house. Go ahead, Steve.
That's right. That's a great analogy. And think of it this way: that any of your listeners who are going to open a new facility, open a new warehouse, the customer service center, distribution center, and they'll negotiate, they'll buy a piece of land, they'll spend the money investing in the facility, they're going to want to make sure that there are roads in and out of the facility for employees and deliveries to use. They're going to want to make sure they have fantastic utility service that's reliable, especially electricity. And they're going to want telecommunications service to and from that facility if it's doing anything online or via communication. So it's just sensible to safeguard the access to your asset where you won't be able to deliver what your customers
expect. So is this going to be an intranet, the backbone?
Not at all.
Going to be available to everyone?
This will be available. Let's suppose that Google has constructed a data center or Amazon has built a giant web services warehouse somewhere in rural Alabama. They're going to want to make sure that they have a huge fiber optic pipe connecting to that warehouse. They don't want to necessarily rely on the local cable company to build it. They may want to control it.
So you're saying they'll bring their own last mile in?
They may, but this backbone that the article mostly talked about is there to ensure that they can deliver the traffic they want to entire markets.
Yeah.
And it's investments that companies are making. All along, the backbone was built by the traditional telecom companies.
Right.
And they would each race to build enough. If they built more than they needed, they'd turn around and lease it. Like Netflix and Google and Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Netflix, Google, and Facebook may decide that I think we'll spend our own money instead of leasing it from you.
So wrap it up. I got 20 seconds, Steve. Wrap this up for us. You're saying there's nothing sinister about this?
No, we should applaud efforts by companies to build more and more infrastructure. Because every bit they
I agree with that. The question, as you know, is whether they're going to later in time start controlling what goes over that backbone.
They already control it, but the only reason it matters is when you're using their service.
There you go. Hey, thanks for being here. Good job, Steve, as always. NetChoice.org, folks, check that out. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.